I come alive in the dead of the night.
Tune in to the Oz Indie Show. Brand new Australian releases, the hottest of the best, here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Don't you know I'm in a band?
The Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. The Oz Indie Show, every Wednesday. Got a bit of a special here, though, because live in the studio, I've got a couple of members of the Valiants, and they're going to have a bit of a chat, and we'll also play their latest track single called Fallout. How you going?
Not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, you survived the chill.
Yeah.
Come in.
Yeah, it was freezing this morning.
Yeah, look, after you turned up, I went out in the car park, and I was a bit disappointed I couldn't see a Valiant.
I wish. My dream.
Still saving for that one.
Had a few of them in my day. Yeah, so the Valiants. I've got Billy and Magnus in the studio, two out of the five-piece band. Do you want to say hello to the other members?
Oh, yeah. Just say hello to Jake. I think he's listening in at the moment in his car. And then Ollie and Antonio, oh, I don't know where they are. I think Antonio is interstate at the moment.
He's in Queensland, I think.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll come back.
Having a little
You'll see him in a few months. Yeah.
We hope he comes back. We've got a gig next week.
So, you're playing live gigs around the place at the moment?
Yeah, we're playing one next week, next Thursday night in the Workers Club, and that's in Fitzroy. So that'll be for the release of our single. And then a couple of weeks after that, we're going to be in Belgrave, local, at Suki Lounge, supporting Vibrasco with the Tudor Club.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Now, from my my weighty years, you guys look really, really young. How did you get into music? We'll start with Billy.
Well, when I was five, I think my uncle bought me just an acoustic guitar, just a nylon string guitar.
Yeah.
And then my mum forced me to go and get lessons to play the guitar. I didn't really like it back then, but now... kind of like it. I've spent a little bit too much money on guitars now. But yeah, just lots of lessons over the years. And then I met Jake and just started playing together, and that, you know, brought a little bit of life back into playing guitar, because playing by yourself is fun and all, but, you know, it gets a little bit repetitive.
Yeah. So your uncle bought you guitar.
Yeah.
So music runs in your family? Or?
Well, my uncle thinks he can play guitar because he...
I hope he's not listening.
Yeah. Well, he went to France when he was, like, probably around my age to live over there. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'll learn guitar. Can't be that hard. You know, pick up some girls. And, it didn't turn out very well. He can't play guitar. He can play, like, a couple of open chords, and that's about it. But,
And Magnus, how did you get in?
I'm sort of similar to Billy in a sense. I started learning or messing around with a little keyboard when I was a kid at home. And from there, Mum actually got me lessons for a little bit during primary school, which was really nice of her. Again, probably didn't appreciate it enough at the time. Probably a little bit, oh, why do I have to do this? Whinging like kids do. But yeah, I met Jake in high school, and then we stumbled across Billy one night drunkenly in the early hours of the morning. And from there... Yeah, the magic really came back to it, and they got this going.
That's great. So now, as your band, are either of you the songwriter or the composer of the music? How do you get your stuff together?
Well, it's a lot of a collaborative process, depending on what song. Jake likes to write most of the lyrics because he's singing them, obviously. But in terms of the actual music, we all work together on different parts. Bringing it all together, maybe offering up different ideas and then working together to get something good.
So far we've got guitar as lead
guitar,
and keyboards,
yep.
What other instruments are in the band?
So Jake is the lead singer, and he also plays rhythm guitar. He plays a couple solos every now and then as well.
We have to force him to play the guitar though. He's always like, I don't want to play.
It's the worst, especially when we're trying to play a cover. It's like, oh, no, it doesn't need a guitar in the cover. No.
Yeah, get your act together, Jake.
Cool,
He thinks he's Peter Garrett, wants to dance around and stuff.
And then we've got Ollie on the drums and Antonio on the bass.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, no wind instruments?
No? Well, you play on his piano, he sort of messes around with it a little bit, but no, like, you know, actual wind instruments.
Yep. And the one singer, Jake?
Yeah. Well, we do a little bit of backing vocals.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he sings the most part.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And so who's the songwriter? For Fallout, how did that come about?
Oh, for Fallout. Jake wrote the lyrics for Fallout and the main riff one morning, I should say, after a big night out. We had a gig during the day, and afterwards we went down to Suki Lounge in Belgrave to celebrate.
Mm.
It was a great night, very eventful night, lots happened. And Jake had a conversation with an ex of his, and then he went the next day and wrote this song, Fallout, which is, what's a good way to describe it? I think it's a very introspective track, in a sense. It has a real punchy riff, but that's contrasted against the introspective nature and reflective nature of the song.
Yeah.
Which is just about growing as a person, in a sense, and about trying to understand other people better.
Yeah. As you'll do when you're young. Yes. So we're going to play Fallout, and this is... Then we'll talk about where it's available and also the other things you've got on the slow burner.
Yeah.
There we go, the Valiants with Fallout.
Mess for so long, I said.
The Valiants with Fallout. Fantastic stuff.
Thank you very
much. Yeah, you're right. It's got a nice punchy beat to it. And totally. In behind that sort of, looking back and evaluating life. So, yeah, very good. Now, when you recorded that, did you find that by the time you recorded it, it had changed significantly from when it was your first
time? Unbelievably. An unbelievable amount. We have an old demo of it, actually, which I might put on SoundCloud later on this week or in the future sometime. But, yeah, it used to be way more about the riff and didn't really have much dynamics to it.
It's pretty much the riff the whole time.
But just now, straight. It's a lot more complicated now, I feel like, with the chord changes, and it's got this new bridge that we put in. And, we really touched up a lot in the studio.
Producer helped a lot.
Yeah, we had this a dude called Paul Cooper work with us in the studio. He's really good at all this stuff and synth sounds and his choices in that regard. So it was great to work with him
as well. Very good mix.
So you recorded that one in the studio. You've got another that you're writing and you're going to release in a few months.
We actually had this song. Like, Jake wrote this song as well, and he did, like, a little demo that he just did on GarageBand.
Yeah.
And he accidentally sent it to the producer.
Accidentally.
With, like, all the other songs that we were going to record, and the producer was like, oh, no, I really like this one. We didn't know how to play that one.
What are you talking about?
We pretty much just got into the studio, and we just had to figure it out and, write it in there.
I love it, though. I think it's come out really, really good as well.
Yeah, I really like it. I think it's, probably even better than Fallout, to be honest, in my opinion. But
I don't know. Fallout's pretty good. not to shamelessly self-promote here.
Yeah. You can't start at the top.
You have to keep going.
Everything's the best we've ever
Stepping
done.
Stepping stones.
And what's that one going to be called?
Your Retribution.
Your Retribution.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's coming out
September 10th, I think, on Spotify. But I think I might go into Unearthed a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Just to
pump it up on there. Get some reviews.
Yeah. Mm. See what people think. Yeah. But, yeah.
So, releasing in September, where can people get Fallout at the moment?
At the moment, it should be released on all major platforms.
Because it's today, isn't it?
It's come out, at midnight. I remember checking it and then refreshing and it's just playing straight off the get-go. Yeah. My song in the car. Yes. But it's on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Triple J Unearthed, all major streaming platforms and the like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be out on on Instagram, the music thing that you can put on your Instagram stories. Yeah. It'll be on there. It's on literally everything.
TikTok.
Everything.
No, not really.
It is.
It's on TikTok. TikTok. No. Yeah.
It's gonna be great.
You gotta get the audience.
Yeah. Exactly.
We made a TikTok, and because we thought we treat it as a joke in a sense, because it's just this ridiculous app. We made a TikTok, just a dumb video of us playing the drums, and it got over 200,000 views.
Yeah,
just from this dumb video. I'm looking at it what do people see in this?
Yeah, well, we posted it and we're like, oh, this is going to get 200 views. And then, we woke up and it had, over 100K and we're like, what?
What?
How on earth did that happen?
This is, the bottom of the barrel of content and creativity.
Yeah. It's good stuff. Yeah, the different platforms you can get stuff out on nowadays is amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah.
So it's released electronically through all these platforms. Do you have a view in mind after you get a few more tracks to put out an EP or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So an EP, that'll come with some time. Maybe not after these two, but after the next run of tracks you record, we're probably going to look at doing an EP, releasing an EP as a CD as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you have any gigs coming up that people might catch you at?
So we got one next Thursday night in Fitzroy at the Workers' Club. Mm. Doors open at 7:30, and I think tickets are $15 at the door. If you want to get them a little bit cheaper, then go to our socials and click the link in the bio. And I think they're $12.50, $2.50. Say that you can buy maybe some chips or something.
Half a cup of coffee.
Yeah, half a cup of coffee. And then we've got another gig July 29th at Sookie Lounge, Magnus said before. And
so all our local listeners can crowd the
support. Yeah. Oh, I hope so.
Get in quick.
Yeah.
Because that'll sell.
And then we're still looking for another gig for Your Retribution, but Suki is looking like the likely option for the debut.
Yeah.
Because it's just local. Yeah. Able to get a few people down there.
All our friends down there. All our biggest fans.
All our biggest fans. Yeah.
So now you've actually done this, released a single, you got another one coming out, you're hitting it big on TikTok. What do your parents think of it now?
My parents are pretty much just like, oh, that's pretty cool, but I don't think too much of it. They're still supportive, they come to all the gigs and everything, but yeah, they just think that it's cool.
My mum's a full-on fangirl.
Oh, yeah.
If there was like posters she could put up, she'd be putting them up.
She comments on all our posts.
She comments on literally every single one.
Good on you, mum.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Shares everything there. She loves it.
Yeah.
Fantastic stuff. Yeah. All right, so on the socials, what, you're under The Valiants or The Valiants Music or what?
We're, I think, on Instagram, we're The Valiants Band.
Yep.
And then on pretty much everything else, I think we're The Valiants.
Okay.
Yeah.
So hit those...
hit us up.
All those different platforms.
Yeah.
Check out The Valiants, follow where the gigs are, get down there and rock on.
Yeah.
Come so on, yeah. Thank you very much, Billy Magnus, for coming in.
Thank you very much.
And hello to Jake, so Antonio and Ollie. And hope you get back from Queensland. Because you're on next week.
Yeah.